HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Boys Club, a novel by Erica Katz, performed by Julia Whalen. Anatomy of a Failed Merger. 1. The Target List, a list of potential buyers and sellers of companies in the relevant market. 2. The Non-Disclosure Agreement, NDA, a written legal agreement between two or more parties entered into in order to protect the sensitive information each party will become privy to as negotiations are entered. 3. Indication of Interest, IOI, an expression showing conditional and non-binding interest in engaging in the purchase or sale of a company. 4. Attempted Closing, an attempt to conclude the merger process and legally transfer ownership through signing and recording of all documents. 5. Breakup, the termination of a deal without closing. Typically, a fee is paid by the party failing to follow through with agreed-upon closing terms. 6. Post-breakup matters, the cleanup and adjustments made after a deal or breakup in order to ensure that each party to the transaction can successfully function. Prologue. Supreme Court of the State of New York, County of New York, IAS Part 29. Sheila Platt, Index Number 1476/46, Plaintiff, against Gary Kaplan, Defendant. Witnesses: Alexandra Vogel, witness for prosecution; Michael Abramowitz, attorney for Ms. Vogel. Examination before trial of Gary Kaplan, taken by and before Mara Harvey, a court reporter and notary public of the State of New York, held at the offices of Myers and Cowler Esquires, 41 Kenmare Street, New York, New York, on Monday, June 6, 2019, commencing at 11:30 in the forenoon. Direct examination by Mr. Ziegler. Question:
Good morning, Ms. Vogel.
Answer: Good morning.
My name is Avery Ziegler. I'm with the law offices of Ziegler and Babchick. I represent the defendant, Gary Kaplan, in an action that was commenced against him by Ms. Sheila Platt. I'll be asking you some questions about your professional career and specifically your relationship with Mr. Kaplan. If you don't understand my questions, please let me know and I'll try to rephrase them. Let's begin with some background questions. Where did you go to law school?
I went to Harvard Law School.
And where did you work after you graduated from law school?
My first job out of school was as an associate at the firm of Clasco & Fitch.
And what group were you in when you joined Clasco & Fitch?
At Clasco, you join the firm as an unassigned associate. You list your interests in a given practice area, and in April, you match into a group.
How do you match? What is the process?
Associates state their areas of interest. They do work in those areas, and if the group likes the associate, they allow them in.
Are there a limited number of spots in every group?
Well, there needs to be enough work for the associates who join. A practice group can't take an unlimited number.
Is it a highly competitive process?
I would say some groups are more coveted among associates than others. Defense counsel confers with co-counsel.
Did you ever feel the need to go beyond the call of duty, to become personally involved in a non-professional capacity with colleagues or clients?
I gave a slight shiver as my armor of high heels and a pristinely tailored suit began to crack. I was no longer in the overly air-conditioned boardroom of my attorney's sleek Manhattan office. There was no longer sunlight streaming in through the window in gold ribbons that curled up in my lap. My manic first months at Clasco & Fitch rushed over me, soaking every inch of my body in the competition, the exhilarating feelings of success, the frayed nerves, the fear and loathing and all-consuming intensity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?